You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
BetQL Network with my guy Ryan Rothstein out in Philly. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine. And now let's head down to South Beach and bring on a guy who happens to host a radio show down there with Leroy Horde, but also host a radio show right here with me on Saturdays. It is called Tapped Out on Saturday nights. It's too bad that I can't see you right now, my guy, that we're doing this by phone, because I miss those beautiful emerald eyes of yours. He is Brandon Tobin. I'm telling you, this guy's eyes are just mesmerizing. ABT, so you were talking about you felt good and everybody was feeling good down in Miami going into game six. I know you're always honest with me, my guy. What's your actual feeling right now with Game 7 looming tonight?
Well, it's better than it was at the moment when Derek White tipped it in, because that was like rock bottom. I mean, that felt terrible. I mean, to see right in person in front of your eyes. And that one was a shell shocker, because like last year with Jimmy Butler hitting it and watching that, that was bad. But it's like, you know, that's Jimmy going for the win. But when you have the lead and you come from the spot where, like, he puts the free throws to put it up, and you're like, all right, all you need is one stop. You think you get it because the ball goes out on Marcus Smart's shot. And then here he comes swooping in to put it in and just make you feel awful. That's about as bad as sports can make you feel. It was pretty terrible. They, surprisingly put on a good face on it afterwards. So we'll see. I mean, this has been a very weird series, weirder things happen. But I'll tell you this: listen, they got no shot if Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo don't get their stuff together, because they were just flat out awful in that game.
Yeah, they really were. And you know, we were talking a little bit about this in the first segment, and you know, I discussed this with some friends over the weekend, just saying, man, can you believe the narrative 180 surrounding Jimmy Butler? If the Miami Heat end up losing this series, because for the past month, it has been the Jimmy Butler awards ceremony, you know, both literally and figuratively, right? Like on social media everywhere, it's just Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler. Oh my goodness. Oh my, like this guy is a legend. Is he Michael Jordan's son? What's going on? And now he may choke and become the first guy to lose a 3-0 series lead in a best of seven. Just how much is that being discussed, and just your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't ignore it. It's never happened before. And, you know, even some people were like, well, even just the fact that it gets to seven, it makes it an embarrassment. And I'm like, well, I bet you off the top of your head, you can't name the three teams that allowed it to get to a game seven. But you'll always remember the first guy that blew it. I mean, we still laugh at the Warriors to this day, even with them winning another championship. So it's a huge deal. I mean, it's a huge deal, especially because I think with Jimmy's – it's a tough thing, I think, as a Heat fan and people who cover the team and watch him, because, you know, the guy did basically, you know, carry him to this point, and he's been incredible. And the only reason that they had a shot was because of his excellence. But yeah, that's something you'd almost rather be like, hey, could we have had a 3-1 lead if this had been 2-2? Because I think if you would have told the Heat, hey, you're going to go to seven with the Celtics just to start the series, you'd have been like, that's awesome. Let's go. Let's go to their building. Let's see if we can get them back for last year. But the route they've taken, and especially with how game six had gone, this is going to be one of those that's going to haunt Heat fans for a long, long time. Probably goes right up there with the 11 finals, the Allen Houston shot with last year. But the fact that you'd be the first team to do that is I was able. Now I don't. You know, it's tough to put it all on Jimmy, but it's one of those where you know you get all the praises of the star, and he knows that you kind of wear the burden of that. But I think Bam Adebayo wears that too. You know, he was their All Star this year. And he could nail any shots. I mean, he even was, cursed on the mic about it afterwards, after the game. So those two guys as a tandem have been to three Eastern Conference Finals. They just haven't been able to get over the hump yet. And this one is going to be a tough one. So they need to see if they can rally together and pull this one out.
Boston 7.5-point favorites at home tonight against Miami. Winner moves on to the NBA Finals. We're breaking it down with Miami's own Brendan Tobin here on the BetQL Network. To Ryan's point about narratives changing depending on what happens tonight, Eric Spoelstra is already a great coach, a Hall of Fame coach in my mind. But if he can take this team and, you know, knock them out, especially coming back from down 3-0, I'm sure you've heard all the talk about Joe Mazzulla and how he's a little bit outgunned at this point. How much do you think the narrative changes for both those guys? And how much do you think it really makes a difference in a one-game scenario that clearly the Heat have the better coach?
I think it's one of those things where, like, listen, Spo was sounding like a maniac after the game because he was like, oh, we'll tip it off right now. I mean, like, I think that he was trying to put on a brave face for the pain that was that moment. But, you know, I think for him, he's got to be – the thing that, like, if you're a coach in this scenario, you have to be looking at it and be like, you know what, I changed the starting lineup. That move worked out pretty good. Caleb Martin was awesome in that game, and he's been awesome this entire series. You got Gabe Vincent back. Gabe had some good moments. It wasn't the most efficient game, but, you know, his moves worked pretty well for that game. The only thing is, what can Eric Spoelstra do about his two stars going out there and not making shots? That's not really on the coach, you know, and I think that's one of those things where we get on these coaches – left and right, and they're firing them left and right. But it's like, even going back to the Bucks here, the Budenholzer. You can fire Budenholzer. I get he doesn't call a timeout, but what can you do about Giannis Antetokounmpo missing half of his free throws? What could Joe Mazzulla do about his two stars not showing up the first three games of the series? So, you know, as a coach, I think the maneuvers that were in his control, he did well. The only thing that I think really bit him in the butt in that last game was that challenge. And I think the reason was they thought that they were going to probably get that basket waved off. It's supposed to typically a guy that likes to keep his challenge all the way till the end. And, you know, that was one where I was just like, I didn't get that. That's really out of character for Eric Spoelstra for him to use something that early, and especially with the idea they weren't going to get anything other than Jaylen Brown getting a foul on him. Usually Spo would just let that go and let that ride. So I would imagine just because of how chaotic the end of that game was and everybody, you know, taking screenshots of clocks and all that stuff, he's going to probably do everything he can to keep his challenge in the holster till the end of the game.
Yeah, I don't want to get, too far ahead of ourselves here, but looking ahead to the Denver Nuggets as they await the winner of this game 7 here at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight on Memorial Day here, BT. Does Miami have a fair shot at that? That's a horrible way to phrase what I want to ask you. But, you know, just it seems like from a distance, I'll say this, man, Denver is just – they're going to sort of skip and hop on their way to a championship. Like, I don't know if Miami or Boston can give them much of a competitive series. I don't know how you, project ahead a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those things where they have to be thrilled because I know that, you know, from the early parts of the series when the Heat were up 3-0 and, you know, they were looking ahead, you know, I think, I don't remember if Denver clinched before them or after them or after the 3-0, but the whole plan, Miami was going to, you know, when they had that point, they were planning to be there already tonight. You know, they wanted to get acclimated to the altitude, you know, they wanted to have some time to maybe get a practice in up there to try and get used to it. So, you know, you go from that to planning like, oh, we already have our next opponent in mind to you still have to finish the task at hand and also avoid historic embarrassment in the whole process of it. So it's definitely a tougher place to be because I think the Heat are already looking at a team that is dealing with some physical stuff between their point guard, between their star. And you're going into a Denver team that's been, resting for, it's going to be almost a week and a half by the time they step foot on the court. So huge advantage for the Nuggets going in that one. That definitely changes a lot of thought process into that series. But, you know, maybe Jimmy Butler comes out tonight. He drops another 47 TD guard, and then I'll be cocky Heat fan all over again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You guys hear me? Hello?
Yeah, BT, we're having some issues with Sean. I think he's
yeah, sorry, I got so. You. My issue is that right. My issue
is that surprise. I mean, get your tech stuff together, Sean. What are you doing up there?
You guys are both right. My issue is all the time.
My issue is that I'm an idiot and I didn't unmute myself. So I guess I sound better when I'm not muted. What I was asking you is 14-1, according to BetMGM, are the Heat's chances, like what Ryan was asking. So BetMGM doesn't think the Heat have much of a chance to win the whole thing. The Nuggets, 14-1, the Nuggets are the favorite at -125. Boston as at +125. BT, while we're talking some numbers, you mentioned Jimmy has to have one of those huge games tonight. His prop right now at BetMGM sitting at 28.5. Bam Adebayo is at 16.5. Gabe Vincent at 13.5. You obviously like the overs on Jimmy. Any of those other prop bets you like the overs on?
Gabe, I like. I mean, I'd like to have Bam at least give him 20, but I just don't know. I mean, he goes through one of those stretches where maybe he just doesn't have the touch on his shot right now. You know, because it's not like I didn't like some of the shot selection that he took in that game. It's just he couldn't hit anything. So I it's tough to know whether he's going to be able to bounce back on that, but Gabe seems to me like this is one of those where, you know, he's going to come out and he's got the ball in his hands. He's definitely been not shy. And the other thing with Gabe Vincent is Gabe Vincent is a free agent after this season. And I just think he's seeing his price go up every single one of these playoff games. He is, he's, you know, making himself very, very valuable to, if not the Heat bringing him back, somebody else in the NBA is looking at him and probably thinking to himself, this guy can score, he can defend. So that's another thing I'd keep my eye on. I think you're not going to have a very shy Gabe Vincent tonight.
You look at this total as something that Sean brought up earlier in the conversation, 203.5. Yeah, it's so low. How are you betting that, or how would you bet that? And, you know, just how do you see the style of this fight going here tonight?
I actually kind of agree with that. I think you saw two teams in that game where they're both kind of wearing down a little bit. I mean, we saw a ton of hacking, a ton of fouling, a lot of free throws. You know, you think it's, that's one of the things that has to kill the Heat with that game six is, you know, you got this monster first half performance from Jason Tatum, and then, like, he was nowhere to be found other than being able to get to the free throw line. So that's going to be one of these where, you know, the longer the series goes, usually the tighter guys are, unless this is one of those where, you know, maybe the Celtics walk out there and they blow the doors off Miami. But if this is a game, I expect it to probably be a close success game. One of the things I did like about how Miami played that last one is not turning the ball over anymore. I mean, that was just such a crippling thing for them in the two losses leading into that third loss, is that Boston was just able to keep taking possessions away, keep taking the ball away, keep getting easy baskets. If Miami could take care of the basketball, I think this is going to be a great game, but I do think it would be a low-scoring game.
BT, we got a couple of minutes left before you get out of here. I've done hundreds of shows with you, and I've done hundreds of interviews with you, and we've talked off-air plenty of times, And I'm not going to lie, you sound a little dejected. So when you get on air on your show coming up a little bit later, pick it up a little bit because, dude, you sound like I feel like the Heat locker room must have looked. So if you're being dead honest with me here for the next 60 seconds, how do you think this game actually ends up playing out tonight?
I think it goes Jimmy Butler on the wing for a game-winning three, except it goes in tonight. That's poetry.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, so does Ryan. I mean, he didn't break it down like that, but he does have the Heat on the money line tonight. So you guys are in simpatico there. Well, all right. We'll pick it up. You got a little bit of time. Appreciate you joining us this morning right here on BetQL Daily. And